You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Got to watch that raven in your relationships going back and forth. Never satisfied. No man should have five women. I don't care how well you make it, how well you do it. No woman should have 5-10 body counts. You can't listen. That's not why God made you. Going back and forth and back and forth. You must open the window and release this thing.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Release the Raven. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 8, verses 5 through 8.
Don't tell me how good you are. None of us are good. There's none righteous. No, not one, including your bishop. I can't trust me. I can't put confidence in me. I have to put confidence in God. I get hungry and thirsty like anybody else. But God can curb appetites. And he uses the raven that's carnivorous. And tell it not to eat meat, but bring it to my servant for 3 years and 6 months because he wants to teach us a lesson. Yes, right. That's right. That you can do it. Yes. But you got to release this thing. You got to call it out. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Desolation and judgment. He's also tied with this thing. You'll find what I'm talking about in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. It'll talk about how God used the raven to provide for his servant Elijah. You need to read that. It also represents God's care for all peoples. He has care for all of his people. In Job chapter 38, verse 41, it should be on the screen here in a moment. Job 38, verse 41. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, read. So he even provides food for the raven in the natural, the dirty bird. This is to help all of you that talk about you're struggling. If God takes care of the dirty bird and its children, don't tell me he won't take care of his children. He's going to provide for you if you align yourself. And last night, my hand was itching so bad. Now they tell me when your hand itch. My hand was itching so bad. It was itching so bad it was annoying. Do I gotta take Tylenol? About midnight it started itching. I believe over the night season, God was giving me something to grab onto. Hallelujah. If you release this raven, I'm sending something your way. That's why I'm opening up the window of Truth Revealed so the raven can go and God's blessing. Somebody is about to get blessed. I feel it. The incentive is to let go of the raven so God can sustain you. For those of you that are struggling, believing or not believing that God is real, if he takes care of this dirty bird and its children. He'll take care of you. Psalm 147, verse 9. Psalm 147, verse 9. Don't worry, church. One, two, ready, read. Come on. I'm calling it dirty, but he still provides for it. And just because God feeds it doesn't mean it's clean. Get the insight, right? Just because he provides for it doesn't mean it's clean. According to the law of Moses, it's still dirty. But he provides for that which is even dirty. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. Look over your life. How many times have God blessed you? How many times have he blessed us when we didn't deserve it? Come on, can we give him a glorious praise? I don't know why anybody would hold back on their praise. You can't claim that you deserve it all. I got dirty birds and dirty chicks all around me. He still provides. Don't get it twisted, though. Dirty attitude. He still provides. Can't stand other church members. He still provides. Talking about folk. He still provides. Can't get along with nobody. He still provides. Still take care of you. Still make sure you got your stuff. Still works with it. Why don't we give God glory and praise and send this thing out of the window? Why are you coddling a raven? It's dirty. Luke chapter 12, verse 24. 1, 2, ready, read.
Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than the birds.
God is showing you two ends of the spectrum here. I got a dirty bird that I watch over. And if you just move toward righteousness, what do you think I got in store for you? If you just move toward it, what do you think that I have in store for you? They don't even toil. They don't sow seed. They are carnivorous. They don't sow seed, yet they reap. And he still provides. What about his followers? Glory to God. In Genesis chapter 8 and verse 6 and 7, he sends out a raven. Noah sends out a raven. It symbolizes desolation. I believe it symbolizes desolation and the consequences of the flood. He sends out the raven. The scripture says, and the raven flew back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until the waters abated. So it can't fly at night. So what did it do? You know what it did? It landed on carrion and gorged itself daily. Birds can't fly at night. But it kept flying back and forth without land because it was being fed with the dead carrion that's floating. And this is what the raven does in churches. It lands on that which God has stopped giving life to. And it feeds on it. And it keeps feeding and keeps feeding until it can't eat no more. It's the complainer. It's the one that's got an attitude. No matter how I preach, they just say, I ain't gonna do it. Holy Ghost nudge, I ain't gonna do it. What you gotta understand is that God's love has limits. I know you don't believe it, but the Bible says his spirit will not always strive. In other words, God can be pulling. This is the dangerous, it's when he stops pulling and releases you to do whatever you want. The reason why we don't do whatever we want is because Holy Ghost is pulling and nudging on us, and we give him glory for that. But the danger is when he say, Clark, I ain't gonna tug you no more. I'm not gonna pull on your consciousness. I'm gonna turn you over to what we call reprobate. You would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. And do more damage to yourself than any other entity in the world. Think you're okay when you isolate and you can't handle people. That's not why God saved you. You're feeding a raven. It will never be satisfied. It'll keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and never ever settle down. You got to watch that raven in your relationships going back and forth. Never satisfied. No man should have five women. I don't care how well you make it, how well you do it. No woman should have 5-10 body counts. You can't listen. That's not why God made you. Going back and forth and back and forth. You must open the window and release this thing. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 15. Chapter 11? Chapter 11. Sound like bankruptcy to me. Verse 15. Leviticus 11 and 15. Can we read it? One, two, ready, read. What? Say any kind of raven, you're not supposed to what? Eat it. That's the law of God. Deuteronomy 14 and 14. Deuteronomy 14 and 14. One, two, ready, read. He said it again. Any kind, which means there are different species of it. There's a church raven, there's a family raven, there's a financial raven, there's a relational raven. This one you're not supposed to devour. It's not the chicken. Man, you got chicken scampi. You got chicken caraba. You got chicken on a stick. You got drumsticks, breast, thighs. You can eat all of that. But not any kind of raven. It's considered an unclean bird. Say unclean. A forbidden food for God's people. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, I'm pretty liberal watching people eat. I see people eating frogs and frog legs and snake. I had a friend, man, he took me on a boat down a canal, and he jumped in the water and pulled out a gator, man, and then he killed it, and he's just talking about, you want some gator meat? I said, I don't eat wildlife, man. I don't eat that wildlife, man. I don't eat wildlife. If I don't get it from Publix, I don't care. My daddy, man, came out of Mississippi. Listen, that man killed a possum and brought it in our house. I said, man, oh my God. My daddy brought a possum in the house. He brought a raccoon in the house. A raccoon? The thing sitting up there, man, and he cooked it, and he was... I don't eat wildlife. It's got to go through a process now. I wasn't born on a farm. I don't know all about that. I tried to eat deer, man, and it tastes wild to me. People eat all kind of stuff, man. They. But if I walked in your house and a vulture was at the dinner table and you had opened it, a vulture now, I'm going to say, man, something ain't right. Even if you didn't know. We were looking at a piece of property near Sauno Road years ago, and it was the old McDonnell Douglas headquarters. And so a few of us were standing around. They had a nice reflection pond. And the realtor took us through it. And, man, it had five different areas. I could see a church in there. It even had a whole wing, man, for administration. Oh, my God, man. You could see how a church could invade it, right? Man, I'll ride my Segway through it. And then it had a section in there where you can actually, McDonnell Douglas, I guess, used to speak to people from all other nations, from many different nations. They had a place already wired where you could actually talk and send out signals to other nations. I said, man, I can speak to leaders. It had a place where, like a finance room, and oh my God, my head was exploding. You know what I'm saying? With vision. And but anyway, when we went out to the reflection pond, there was a vulture that had landed, I guess, in the reflection pond, and it was flopping his wings. And it was trying to get out, but it was too wet. Man, Nick went in there and grabbed it. I said, man, you don't let it die. He pulled it out. And man, he said he had a sin on his hand for a while, just by touching it. You know why? Because it's dirty. They had vultures and all of that landing on top of it. So they set an owl or an eagle, just a, it wasn't even real. It was just a, not a statue, a decoy, right? But it was huge. And all of the other birds submitted. They wouldn't land on the roof because it recognized the eagle. Like it is superior. Every other bird took off when the eagle showed up. And I said, look at this thing, man. Even the vultures backed up. So if an eagle lands on a carcass, you're going to see the vultures standing around and waiting until they got a turn. Because they recognize hierarchy and they know what's dirty. And that's how this creature is. It's low hanging, but it loves to hang around good people. It was in the same boat with Noah. He was the chosen of God. It was in the same boat with his family. And that thing could be in our church. I saw it clearly. That's why I'm preaching this message while we were praying on Friday night. And that's where this came from. My God, help me. Look at Proverbs 30 and 17, and I'm almost done. Proverbs 30 and 17, you got to see this. 1, 2, ready, read.
I am my father's
eye that mocks a father. That scorns an aged mother. God uses the raven to pluck out their eyes. And they will be eaten by vultures. Look at it symbolically. The dirty one will pluck out your eyes or stop you from seeing or having vision. And you'll be devoured by the dirt. That which carries scent. That which cannot be eaten, that which should not be around a dinner table, that which should not be in your house. My mother was a part of a prayer band when we were children. She came home one day trembling. It was raining that day, and they went to pray. In the prayer, they believed they heard the word of the Lord that I will visit you today. So as they were about to leave the prayer meeting and open up the door, a dove was standing at the door, not flying, a white dove. My mother was not an animal person, neither was Pastor Williams, neither was Sister Walker, but Christine Mason, who just passed away last year. She bent over and put her hand down, and the dove walked into her palm. It moved my mother because when she came home, she was talking about it. So they took the dove to a pet store and they said, "This is a peace dove. It is not known to be in this area." It did not fight. It did not toil. It remained calm. So they put it in a cage, and at night it would flutter. I was a little boy, and I used to go and stand at the cage and watch it. The Lord brought this back to my mind on Friday night because he said to me, if we can release the raven as a church that's been fluttering in our church, releasing its scent, causing our people not to gravitate to each other, that he was going to send a sign again, not only in the spirit, but in the natural. I believe the dove is coming again. I believe if we can release this dirty bird like Noah did and let it go back and forth, but keep it out of your house and out of the ark of our safety, I believe God is going to replace its presence with something that's pure, even by his spirit. And I decree it over your family and over your life. Why do we dedicate babies? Because it's important for you to do research when you walk through the ark of your own household. Do you have a dirty bird in there? Something that just keeps feeding itself without toiling or sowing. And if you can release it, God is going to replace it with something that's fresh, pure, vibrant, calming, empowering, stimulating, comforting. Something that flutters and helps you to rest at night. It's called his spirit. Peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. They named the bird peace. I was a young kid, but I remember. I believe God allowed me to see the fluttering of this bird so I can preach this to a generation that never saw nothing like this. For families who have never seen this before. For young fathers who never had a father. For young girls who are now mothers. And need structure in your life. Keep the raven out.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Release the Raven, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home ownership made simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. The members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.